Now, ladies, you know we wouldn't leave you out of the fashion conversation. If you are wondering what to swap for those flip-flops and baby doll dresses as we switch seasons, here to help us sort it all out is Harriet Cole, creative director of Ebony Magazine. She joins us from her home in New York. Harriet, welcome.
Thanks. I'm happy to be with you.
So, Harriet, I have to ask about the September issue, a major takeout on fashion, a big retrospective, some flashy photo spreads. I mean, of course, Ebony's always been known for photography, but this seems like a very different look. What gave you the idea?
Well, I've been with Ebony for a few months now, and part of my role is to refresh the visual presentation of the magazine. So overall, we have redesigned and kind of cleaned up and made more bold the images in the book. The September issue is the issue where it's the most obvious. But in terms of content, we decided that we would make September our fashion issue, which is historically what it is for every magazine that includes any kind of fashion in the magazine. But what would be fashion for Ebony? So we included fashion trends, but we also included some of the fashion players, the African-American people who have been making inroads and are making inroads. And also we talked about the plight of the supermodel in terms of black supermodels, but it's really true about all of them. Now that celebrities have taken over the covers of magazines where models used to be, where do supermodels lie? And so we talked to Iman, we talked to Alec Weck, Maura Lee Simmons, and Tyra Banks to see, where are you now, and how are you able to have longevity in an industry where anybody can be a supermodel?
Well, it was interesting. It was interesting. I learned a lot, particularly about some of the behind-the-scenes players.
Yeah.
I had no idea, particularly that there were that many jobs in fashion. So it was fascinating. So let's move on to the fashion. You mentioned the cover models for the Tyra Banks, Iman, Kimora Lee, Simmons. Now, they're all wearing black, and Alec Weck is wearing brown. But I keep hearing gray is the color for fall. What gives? Was it the idea that gray doesn't necessarily flatter the darker skin tones?
Alec has on, actually the dress that she has on is black with a gold underlay. It ends up looking more like a beige brown color than black. But we just decided to do the play on the theme. Black as in black people. Black, in terms of a fashion color, is still very, very popular. And honestly, Michelle, anybody who wants to wear black is not going to go wrong this season, even if you don't live in New York. But gray is good. The thing about gray, and I'll tell you, because a lot of gray colors are popular, the tone of gray is going to depend on your body shape. Because a lot of the grays that I've seen out there are very light. And light gray works if you are in shape and well-proportioned, especially if it's on the bottom. I've seen a lot of gray pants in a knit fabric, so they're kind of clingy. If you have a round bottom, you better beware.
What are some of the other hot looks for women this fall?
Well, what is great for many women is that pants are getting a little bit looser and wider. So the wide leg pant is back. Now, you mentioned baby doll dresses being gone, but sorry, they're not gone.
Oh, man.
They're not gone. They're still around. The difference in the fall, I think, is tights are very popular. Iridescent tights, the thick opaque tights, tights in different colors. You know, in the spring and summer, you were either wearing nothing with the baby dolls and just letting those legs hang out, or wearing leggings. Leggings are still popular, but for a more dressed up look, tights are good, and that helps with that baby doll silhouette. But I have to tell you, for many women, just don't wear it. A straight skirt, a straight dress, you know, the pencil skirt that is in your proper size, not too tight. Coat dresses are very popular. Remember those, like back in the 80s? They are back. And suiting, you know, really beautiful skirt suits and pantsuits for women are very popular this year. And I think that is so exciting because casual dressing kind of went to an all-time low. And in the summer, it goes even lower than the all-time low because people hardly put on any clothes. So now that fall is here, you can dress up for work. And for women who are very serious about their careers, if you put on a fabulous suit, it helps you to make a statement that says you're serious.
Well, it's also less thought involved. I mean, I think, you know, you just put the suit on and go. You don't have to constantly sweat what accessories, this, what that. But speaking of accessories, I keep hearing about these shoe booties.
Shoe booties are probably the most popular foot accessory this season. And they essentially are boots that come just to the ankle, maybe a tiny bit above the ankle. Sometimes they have a round toe, sometimes they have a square toe, often they have a super high heel. But I think that the reason that they've become so popular is that they will fit every woman.
I thought that there was kind of this idea that if you had a thicker calf, that perhaps you shouldn't wear a shoe that cuts you off at the ankle because, that's obviously a subjective issue, whether you consider that attractive or not.
You put on with it, Michelle.
But you think the shoe booty really works for all kinds of shapes and forms.
Well, you have to try it on, and it depends upon the heel height, and you have to look in the mirror and look at the silhouette, the profile with the skirt on, with the shoe booty and a tight. And see what does it look like.
If you wanted to freshen up your wardrobe, what would you recommend to somebody who isn't trying to break the bank?
Well, I definitely would say a couple of things. I would say tights because they're very affordable. You can wear color, shimmer, and, for under $50, you could get a couple of pairs, right? Also, a rounded collar jacket. So rather than our traditional kind of square shoulder button down the front, a rounded collar jacket, either a shawl jacket or one that has invisible hidden buttons, you can get that jacket and put it with different skirts or pants, and that one item can refresh many different looks.
Harriet Cole is an author and creative director of Ebony Magazine. She also writes a daily syndicated advice column called Sense and Sensitivity. She joined us from her home in New York. Thank you, Harriet.
You're welcome.
And that's our program for today. I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow. Oh, oh, oh.